Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Don't rage trade just yet. Sit down and strap in for the Ultimate Super Coach Podcast. It's time to win your leagues and dominate your mates.
This is the Jewel Position Podcast, hosted by Whisperer and Adriana Soros.
I have absolutely no idea why yesterday I decided to put the Raiders in ninth when we all know ninth place belongs to the mighty West Tigers. That's what we're going to be speaking about today. And they've had a pretty big off-season, Ado.
They've had a huge off-season. And were they the ones that got the spoon last year?
All right, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the future.
Well, they have absolutely. I mean, there's lots of questions over whether they could recruit good players, but they have bloody well recruited some good players. So I have them doing a lot better this year. Not ninth, because you've got the Raiders ninth. I could have gave him ninth because I had the Raiders in eighth.
I have the Tigers in 11th, my friend. Whereabouts do you have them?
I got them in 10th.
We've been pretty close with these. We've been one off. I think a couple of days ago, we were one apart with the Broncos. We were one apart with the Raiders yesterday. And we're one apart with the Tigers today.
Yeah, I'm probably bigger on the Tigers than a lot of other people I've heard. They're like, oh, great, you brought Appy Coruscant. I mean, I think Coruscant is one hell of a hooker, although we'll see where I've got him in the old guns and bums part. But I think you can't buy players like Isaiah Papali'i and John Bateman and Appy Coruscant and not improve, I don't think. They've really done a nice overhaul of the roster. They've got actually one hell of a coach. As a Raiders fan, we're a big Tim Cheens lover, you know, community, the old Raiders. So I'm wishing good things for the Tigers this year, even just for my love of Sheensy, you know, and I reckon they're going to be in for a better year this year.
I'm just not too sure how the Tigers can progress and kick on to win that grand final when they did let go of superstar centre Oliver Gildhart. So big holes, big shoes to fill there.
Yeah, big shoes. Well, Wayne snaffed him, you know, probably offered him the big dollars to go up there.
Yeah, probably. And he'll put egg on my face by averaging, you know, 55 this year and look half decent. You mentioned Bateman, Coruscant, and Papali'i, but there's another name that's sort of quietly going under the radar, and that's David Clemmer. Now, Big Clem's entered the building in a swap deal with Newcastle. I hate to see Jackson Hastings go, but pretty clear that he wanted to play 13 he was pretty clear he wanted to play 7 and we didn't want to give him that jersey. It looks like it's Luke Brooks's, and that means David Clemmer has come to the club at 587K. He was, I think, fourth in total front row forward average last year. And, you know, he's a leader. I think he will help, you know, Fanua Bole and Stefano Toia-Kamanu. Like, we've got some young front row forwards who need, you know, a good head on their shoulders. And I think Clemmer could teach him a few ropes. And I'm still keen on him for Supercoach. I don't think he's best days are behind him for Supercoach. I still think he could be, you know, a decent front row forward option. If you don't want to spend the money on like a Tarpany, you want to save, you know, 20K. I would rather spend the 20K on Tarpany, but, you know, if you're absolutely strapped for cash, Clemmer, you know, I don't think it's a terrible option.
Yeah, I've got him in there on guns. What was he, 63 last year? And where he finished on the ladder for front rows, you take someone like Isaiah Papali'i out here, I wouldn't be surprised to see Clem in the top four again in the front row position this year. And I think he's going over to a team that's got a bit of inexperience. So I think there's probably good minutes for Clem there as well. I would not be surprised to see him have a good year again this year at the Tigers. And the things that they're doing, I think he fits perfectly into their team. I don't understand getting rid of Hastings for Brooks.
That's Dally M halfback of the year, Luke Brooks. Thank you very much. Yeah. He put some respect on that name.
Oh, mate. Brooksy, hopefully he has a good year. I mean, look, they feel so good about Brooks that they're training Dewey in the centers.
Apparently.
Yeah, so, oh, you God. Know.
For as much progression as we make, God, we do some weird shit.
Yeah, so look, I've got Clem as one of their guns. I just think 63 average is his gun in the front row. I reckon he's going to do about the same this year with their inexperienced front row. And that's how I've got him.
728K. Look, I wouldn't say he's a gun, but I wouldn't say he's a bomber. I definitely just think Isaiah Papali'i is a wait and see. I want to see how he goes in this, you know, this new look Tiger side. He's a guy that, you know, fingers crossed I end up owning some point in the year. I'm just not too sure if he's a round one option.
No. Well, see, the biggest allure about Isaiah Papali'i was that you could pick him in the front row, and he was easily the best front rower. He was the best second rower last year as well. And he kind of came of age at the Eels, who made the grand final last year. So what do you expect this year? You can only pick him in your second row, which makes the pond smaller. So, you know, I don't know if he's priced, you know, at a pretty penny. So I don't know. He could be one of those ones that we all want to build to it eventually. If he's getting 80 minutes, 70 minutes, we just know what IPAP will do. I just don't know if I can spend the money on him to start with, but I reckon he'll average 70 plus this year.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking 68, 70, which is, you know, 8 points down on what he averaged last year, but, you know, definitely keen to still wait and see. Look, I've put Adam Dewey in a gun category with a big, big caveat that it has to be at 5'8". If it's at centre, we're not touching him with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, well, that's why I've got him in bums. I have him in bums because he's training in the centres, and they've got
Laurie
in the six. It looks like they're trying to convert him in there to give Charlie Staines a run at fullback. So if they actually run out for that in round one, I don't think that you're going to be owning Dewey for $1 million in the centres at 545. The funny thing is when he went to the centres last year for a period of time, he's still quite good. Average actually held up because he got tries, didn't he? And he looked good in the centers, but I don't think that's going to sustain for a full year of football. And to be honest, I don't even think it's going to last in the Tigers team. No. I think that Dewey will be their six.
I think it depends on how Charlie Staines plays. If he forces Dane Laurie out of the side, it'd be interesting. If I told you right now Adam Dewey is locked into the six jersey, do you start with him?
Oh, look, if Adam Dewey is in a six, he becomes somebody that I really like the look of. I've gone and splurged on a Dylan Brown in my team personally, but I wouldn't mind taking a punt on Dewey. They haven't got the worst draw in the world, and I really like Dewey as a football player. He's 545K, which is quite a bit of saving on someone like Dillbags. I would absolutely take a punt on him if he started in the six.
Now, I have not included John Bateman in my run sheet today because his price hasn't been released at time of recording.
Yeah, I put him in there.
But Ado's made sure he's laid the boot in. So the floor is yours, my friend.
John Bateman, he's, what is he, 4 years older than when he was last here in the NRL, and he took the NRL by storm. Has anyone caught his Super League stuff?
Not good.
It's not good. I mean, he was okay at best in the World Cup recently. You know, I just think John Bateman is 4 years older and you're getting his twilight years where he wanted to come back to Australia. So do I think that John Bateman's a good fit? He's a personality that is good for a team. He's got the swag. And I reckon he'll have these moments this year as well that are great. But what was his average last time he was in the NRL? Take 15 points off it.
Well, that was my next question.
The grand final team, which, look, he helped us get to the grand final last Raiders, but he wasn't the reason we got to the grand final. And it's not going to be as good a team as that Raiders team that made the grand final. So look, I just think he's going to be 15 points worse.
He averaged, when he was last in Australia, I'm definitely not stalling for time here as I do pull up his stats.
And he was centre wing as well, so he's not going to be centre. That
did help, yeah. The last time he was in Australia, mate, look, he averaged 70 in the season before he left and 72 in the first season he was here. Based off that, he would be priced at around 660K. I have spoken to, you know, a few guys in the DT who have said he will get a discount. What price would John Bateman have to be for you to start with him?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And 1.2. Up yours, John Bateman. I wouldn't even own you for the top scoring second row forward. No, oh, look.
5.30?
Yeah, I reckon if he was 5.30 to 5.50, I might go and downgrade Dillbags to Burton and I'll get him. I'll get him. Because I reckon he could. Look, I'm saying 15 points worse than 72, but I'm probably just a little salty, aren't I?
Realistically, 62, 63.
Yeah,
at his best.
Yeah, I reckon he could be 62 to 65. I'm going to tip for John Bateman. I think he'd be good for this team on an NRL sense. And if the price is right, if it was 500, would you get John Bateman in? If he was 500?
At 500, I snap him up. At 550, I'm like,
yeah, he's getting borderline. I've got him as a bum. I just reckon he's too old now. And what I've seen in the Super League, he's not elite anymore. When he came here, he was at his prime.
Okay, let me put this to you, because Adam Elliott is 493K. Let's say John Bateman came in also at 493K, hypothetically. Are you taking Elliott or are you taking Bateman?
Oh, big John here. No, I mean, look, I loved Elliott. I loved him. I was so sad that he left. He was so perfect for that Raiders team. And I wish we could have kept him. I'd probably take him.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too.
I reckon he's going to go to that Knights team and he's going to be really good for them. He's going to get good minutes in that team. I reckon he's about to hit his prime. I think he's in his prime. I think that's why, you know, he came to the Raiders, and what a bargain, awesome deal we got to get him there. He helped us get and jag that eighth. He was such a good player for us last year. I reckon he'd be so great for the Knights too. So I'm all over him this year. I think he's going to be a good player.
At the start of this podcast, you were wrapping the Tigers recruitment, saying that we've signed, you know, one of the best hookers in the game.
Yeah.
Supercoach-wise, though, you're not a fan.
No, I'm not, actually, to be quite honest. Look, he's coming from the two-time premiership-winning Penrith Panthers, you know?
Yeah.
So are you expecting that he's going to be better for Supercoach?
No.
Coming from the two-time premiership-winning Penrith Panthers down to the building... Wooden spoon last year, West Tigers. You've got to just do the maths on it. I think that he'll actually, for NRL purposes, be good for the Tigers, but there's no way he can do better than he did last year.
Average 63 last year. I'm more around the 55, 56 bracket.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that there's just better options in the hooker position. Appy's a very talented footballer. He's a good get by the Tigers. But I just think for Supercoach this year, you know, if I see Appy in teams, I'm going to be like, why is it not Brandon Smith? You know, so
for the same price, you can get Reece Robson, who has that magnificent draw to start the season. For a little bit less, you can get Reid Marnie if you want to buy into the Bulldogs project. And as you said, you can go further down to someone like an Aaron Clark or a Brandon Smith, who I think would average very similar to Appy Coruscant. As a Tigers fan, though, love the signing. Supercoach-wise, you know, not keen at all. Another man you're not keen on is apparently the 5'8", the Tigers, Dane Laurie. Even if he plays fullback, I'm assuming you're not keen, regardless of where he slots in.
I mean, look, if he was at fullback and he was playing and he was 420, and I thought he had a weird year last year, Laurie.
Never really clicked.
No, he didn't, and he just looked poor. I think it was towards the end of the year, maybe the last six rounds, he started to look better and sort of a bit more elusive. And what we've liked about Laurie, if he goes to 5'8", how can I put any faith in him to be any good at it? I've not seen anything from him that has made me think he's going to be a good 5'8".
I can't put faith in him being the 5'8" after four rounds, you know? Like, it seems like a position where Dewey could just force his way back in there if the rumors are true and you know, he's training at six. But, yeah, I'm not keen at all. Someone that I am keen on, though, and he's in your team. I've been very vocal on Twitter about how I want him to play fullback, and that is Charlie Staines, 330K. Bounce back on the caveat that he plays fullback. If he plays wing, I'm not touching him, even if you paid me.
Yeah, on the wing, I've been an absolute prick to Charlie Staines. Because I don't love him there at all. I don't even like him. I hate his guts on the wing. There was that five-try thing that just fooled everyone into owning him. And sticking with him, just like Staggs, when you just couldn't accept what he was. But at fullback, I reckon he looks a bloody good prospect.
Yeah, I love him at fullback.
Yeah, if he lines up in round one as a fullback, I reckon that's so much better for the Tigers. I would even, I'd play Dewey at six if it meant that I could get Staines at fullback. Because even in that Penrith Panthers team, when he filled in, they put Crichton to the fullback position, it was okay. But when they put Staines there, he looked fantastic.
Yeah, I liked the look of what I saw. Last year was not a good year for Stefano Otoikamanu, battling with injuries, battling with form a little bit, the emergence of Fanua Bolle. At 278K, I'm not too sure where he lies in this Tiger side. I'm not too sure if it's a start. I don't think it is. But I do think he'll be first change off the bench. And at 278K, I still think he could put up 40 points a game. And, as your first reserve, as your first sort of emergency, that's not a bad option to have.
Yeah, he's so cheap, and he was very highly touted. You got to understand that these guys get these plaguing, horrible injuries, and it's hard for them to sort of get back to full tilt what their best stuff
especially
is.
Especially for these big bodies as well. Like when they're asked to go for 40 minutes and you're going to niggle, it's gonna hinder you a little bit.
Yeah, so, I think he's got to at least have a little bit of a resurgence this year.
Let's talk some cash cows, and I think we can bracket Sean Bloor and Justin Matamora in the same, category. I think one of them will get some good minutes. The question is which one. They're both 205K, thankfully. Matamora is touted as more of a 13, more of a lock. Bloor, we know that, he looks really good on the edge. I'm just not too sure which way they're going to go. In a perfect world, they move Joe Offa-Hengawi to prop and they move Bateman or IPAP to 13 and Bloor slots in there for super coaches. But realistically, I think we prepare for them to be on the bench. And I think whichever one of them gets to start, is a real shot at being in my 2RF bench.
Yeah, I mean, good value for the both of them. Before Bateman signed, I thought that it was going to be Bloor that started. In that event, I would have been all over him a fat kid on a cupcake. Is that what they say? I think one of them, or both of them, they're going to get a benchy in there. It's in the same category as the Piacoras and the Willisons, and there could be decent enough minutes there for them to make good money. And there's lots, like you said, there's lots of good options in the second row forward, and I think that they fall into that category. Not as good as perfect world Bloor, where we thought he was going to start in the second row, but he is coming back off a big major injury too, so we'll have to just see how all the stocks of players available in that price point come out, but I'll have my eye on him closely.
As listeners of the podcast would know, the newest member of Ado's team is Tommy Talau. After, we managed to convince him to bring him in live on air. With the news of Hamiso Tabuai-Fadoa and, potentially Tessie New, there's some rumblings that, the fullback jersey could be up for grabs. If you are skeptical on that, Tommy Talau for 25K less, who has a career average of 43, and that was in a really crappy Tiger side. Talau's come back off a major injury. I think you could do worse than chucking Tommy Talau. The Tigers rate him so high, and I think he will play right centre. And at 263K, not a bad shout, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, he has looked talented, and I think we talk about some players. That's why I've got Eli Katoa in my team, because I've liked the look of him. He's looked a likely customer. He's been at the Warriors, and he's going to go to a top-tier team with one of the best coach of all time, probably. I think that could revolutionize Eli Katoa. I think that we've seen Tommy Talau, and we thought that he's been talented. He's been, troubled with injuries and not quite had a good consistent time of it. But he looks a talent to me. He looks like one of those, the good players you've seen over the years that can sort of fend and can bust a tackle. They've got a big body. If he can stay fit, I really think that he could be somebody, especially when you lose players like the Hammer. I've actually updated my team since we last talked and Tommy Towers jumped out. Oh. And I've gone with Tyrell Sloan because I realize that Ramsey's got the injuries, and I've got a nice back line with all these fullbacks in it. But look, I reckon he could be somebody. I've gone and grabbed Hayes Dunster, just say they go with Russell. I think Tommy Talau is going to be a good player for them this year. I think he'll get the run to start the year, and on talent alone and eye test alone, I'd be willing to take a punt. Not expensive.
No, 260K. I'm not against jumping on him. Just to wrap up, I have the Tigers in 11th. Ado has them in 12th.
Did I have them in 10th?
Oh, 10th.
Yeah, 10th. I love the Tigers more than you do, officially.
We both love David Clemmer. We both think he's not going to regress, you know, a whole lot in this forward pack. We both do love IPAP on the proviso that he does come down in price. We think he's overpriced to start with, but we're not calling him a bum. I'm a big fan of Adam Dewey if he can play 5-8, and I think Ado is as well, but if he's not, then we're not touching him at all. I didn't get to touch on my other bum, and I'll quickly do it. I've got Joe Offa-Hengawi here, 562K, front row forward, 2RF. I'm just buying into the narrative that last year was a contract year for Offa-Hengawi. Played his brains out, got a good contract extension, and now there might be some regression this year.
They put three big dogs in there in Bateman, IPAP, and Joe, and Clemmer.
Yes.
So, yeah, Joe O is not up. If they're going to give better minutes to people, it's going to be those boys.
Yeah. So we're both not keen on Joe O. We're both not keen on Appy Korosau. Love the signing, just not a huge Supercoach fan when there's better options. You know, we both like the bounce-back factor of Stefano. Charlie Staines, if he can play fullback, obviously. Sean Bloor and Justin Matamua, we're going to categorise those two in the same sort of breath. Both those guys, you know, probably will get the... One of them will get the minutes on the bench, and we'll probably jump on them. And yeah, both a big fan of Tommy Talau. But yeah, that's going to be all for the Tigers. Tomorrow, it's going to be jam-packed. We've got a lot of stars to go through because that is the Sydney Roosters. And sneaky, I think there might be a minor premiership trophy heading to Bondi next year. That's my little tidbit for tomorrow.
Big call. All right. Look forward to it.
We'll talk then, mate. We'll see you soon.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.